Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the sixth Sunday of Easter and the readings are from Cycle A.
Those to be confirmed first, okay? Let's have you stand up. Now, here's the question. Do you have power? Yes or no? Would you say you have power? I can always count on you, Andrew. You're great. But most people, what happens is they'll say they have, well, how much do you have power? Adults, do you have power, real power? A little conflicted response here, okay? It goes real simple. You know, some people associate power with what? Coercion, privilege, and wealth. It's individualistic and even willful. Our society tends to push us in that direction, right? The biblical world has a very different range of images. It was, first of all, an ability, the power to do something, the power to make a choice, the power to love. For the Greeks, it was the cosmic principle uniting the whole universe. For the Jews, it was God Himself creating, sustaining, guiding. And in Christianity, it took a new personal character in Jesus, who showed us a very, very different face for what divine power is like. Self-sacrificing love. You know, miracles literally mean acts of power. But Jesus' acts of power heal, liberate, save. It's a different kind of power than the world wants to use, where it's about me, myself, and I. Confirmanda, you've always had more power than you realize, even as infants. Ask your mother, how much power did you have when you were an infant? And I don't mean your lung power. The infants have the power to touch and open hearts. Every mom, every dad knows that. You hold a newborn. And that child has the power to awaken us to love. Now that's real power. Because it moves us freely to act out of love and for the other to freely respond in love. It takes nothing away from anyone. So what kind of power do you want? Coercion, privilege, and wealth? To have your own way, or that dynamic power that heals and unites, liberates, yes, indeed loves. Sadly, we can often claim the wrong kind of power. Now, none of the students here would know the name, but I think others would. Lee Atwater. He was George Bush's campaign manager, and he was one of the truly great dirty tricksters. He later became a Catholic, and he started to do a lot of apologizing. He died at 40 from a brain tumor. He told people that prior to his illness, he had gained lots of money and influence, but he felt this incredible deep emptiness. He said, and I quote, "My illness helped me to see what is missing in society and what is missing in me." A little heart and a lot of brotherhood. We must speak to this spiritual vacuum at the heart of our society. You know, when we're unaware of our deepest yearnings, we're in a spiritual vacuum. when we have no vision for ourselves, no grander vision for the world, and nothing gives us meaning, we are in a spiritual vacuum. When we play it safe, keeping Christ, neighbor, and church at a safe distance, we're in a spiritual vacuum. You know, life should be an adventure. Sadly, we tend to be oblivious, like Lee Atwater. Jesus doesn't want us to walk as orphans in a spiritual vacuum. So he breathes his spirit, his very life into us. In confirmation, you guys are going to receive charisms to be conduits of God's grace and action in this world. You won't use them yet, but they're going to be planted as seeds right there, right now. I should explain that a charism is like a talent, but it's so much more. It's an ability, a power in which God achieves more in you than your talents would have predicted. It does change things. But don't imagine that receiving the sacrament kind of happens like, you know, taking an aspirin for a headache. God calls you to a partnership. That spirit only becomes allowed to act in you when you give it the permission, when you give it the attention, when you give it a sense of wonderment, when you reflect and you become alive. But that has to be your decision. You got to open the door of that heart. You got to give the Holy Spirit room to operate in you. So here's simple four suggestions. First, practice awareness. You know, too much of life passes us by because we don't notice. Give God daily time. St. Augustine called that listening to the master within. Now, if you can't hear your own heart, how can you hear the spirit within you? We all need a little more quiet moments in our life. Number two, dream big. Now, Stanford loves doing that, but maybe not always in the right way. The prophet Hosea said, without a vision, the people perish. God offered us good news. Don't make it a straitjacket of the minimum, but an adventure for living the maximum. And how do you keep that larger vision? You keep your focus on Jesus. Let the Spirit inspire you in living the gospel. The third is a sense of wonderment. Now, drink deeply of the blessings and gifts God showers on you daily. In the beauty you see, in the good people you experience, and yes, the challenges you have to conquer. Celebrate God's grace daily. And finally, just simply love like Jesus. This isn't rocket science. It's being there for others as Christ was there for us. Awareness, dream big, wonderment, and loving like Jesus. Four ways to hand over the territory of our hearts to the Spirit. And maybe our hearts will come alive. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and renew the face of the earth. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.